Live 95, Coleman's Independent Radio, is proud to present Life Talk Live, a show that takes a look at relationships and mental health. A show about relationships with your family, relationships with your employer, relationships with yourself and everyone around you. This show is made possible by the support of the Delta Center, located at 300 First Avenue Southeast in Coleman, and by Lee's Veterinary Hospital and veterinarian Bruce Lee, located at 2126 2nd Avenue Northwest here in Coleman, or online at leesvethospital.com. Views and opinions presented on this show are not the views and opinions of Live 95 staff or management. You should independently verify information heard on this program yourself. And now, here's your host for Life Talk Live, Dr. Howard Rogers.
Welcome to Live Talk Live with my friend and colleague, Dr. Richard Morris. Today, I think, Richard, it's getting close to the holidays.
Holidays are a tough time for a lot of people.
Really is. And I think one of the difficulties is that at some point before the holidays, they suffered grief. It may not have been immediately. It may have been 2, 3, 4 years ago that they suffered the grief.
Well, grief is one of those things that whenever you have a holiday or other celebration time, birthdays, important events, anniversaries, you miss, if it's a person that you're missing, you miss that person more because you're reminded of all of the things you did together and those sorts of things.
And I think sometimes we forget what the grief really is. It's not what happened, but actually the emotional reaction to any major loss that brings on the grief.
Well, and that's kind of what I was referring to, because when we think of grief, most of the time we think about lost loved ones.
Right.
But
right.
It doesn't have to be. It can be a job. It can be, it could be a pet.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's, to a lot of us, that's a person in some ways. They take it.
I think the thing in understanding grief is it doesn't matter whether someone else understands it or not. If it happened to you and you're internalizing that, it's grief.
And what you're grieving can be anything from the loss of your childhood. For a number of us that are getting a little older, we miss those times when we could do things we can't do anymore.
Right, right.
But probably one of the most common things that people grieve is the loss of a job, but not mm-hmm. just a job, say a career, or
right.
something you've done
right.
for mm-hmm. 30, 40 or more years. And that's one of the reasons why retirement is so difficult for people.
Right. Now, I think we have to agree that grieving is a necessary process which can develop into an unhealthy mental and emotional state.
Well, and depending on what the grief is caused by, the particular relationship or loss, it may be something that you get over in a matter of weeks. Oftentimes, though, if it's the loss of a spouse, someone that you've been with for 30, 40, 50 years, that can be devastating in a lot of ways.
Really can, and I think one of the things, and maybe through this program we can provide from insight, and if you have questions or comments you'd like to make, our phone number is 256-737-9505, and what we want to look at, among other things, is knowing how to recognize a grief-related problem and understanding how to find grief management treatment program options that can help you or someone you love cope with life after a significant loss, whatever the loss might be.
Well, and we're talking about the death of a loved one, possibly a romantic breakup, a divorce, the loss of a miscarriage, move away from an area that you've lived for an extended period of time, the loss of a job, or the death of one of your children. It doesn't have to be a spouse. It
right.
can be one of your children
right.
or your parents, because for a number of us, that's probably the first significant loss that mm-hmm. we experience.
It is, and it's difficult to get over, too. And I don't know, when I was growing up, probably sometime before you were growing up, but there was no such thing as grief-related counseling. It was just get over it. I mean, they're dead. Deal with it.
Well, and at one time, the accepted belief was that a year was long enough to
right.
grieve for a spouse or for, you know, someone that you really miss.
Mm-hmm.
And since we've spent a little more time thinking about it, we've decided that sometimes it takes 7 or 8 years.
Right.
Even when there's not a significant complication to
mm-hmm.
your grief.
Right. And when we try to put a limitation on the amount of time needed to get over a loss through the process of grief, I think we set the people up, the client up maybe for failure.
Well, we do, because we tell them, well, that's not normal
mm-hmm.
to feel that grief
right.
for longer
right.
than that. And that's not the way it works. I know from my own experience
mm-hmm.
with the loss of my father, that was my first major, you know, loss of someone very close to me. It was actually about 5 years before I was really okay
mm-hmm.
with everything.
Right.
So
right.
it's not something that you just get over. But there is kind of a process to it, isn't it?
Yes. Yes, there is. There is. One of the breakdowns of the grief process indicates that individuals first feel isolated because they block out what is happening, and denial is a way to protect yourself from feeling the loss. Deny. That's Kubler-Ross.
Right.
In her book, Death and Dying, brought out, and if you're reading the book, understand that Kubler-Ross tried to explain that many years later, that this is more cyclical than it is linear. It doesn't just happen and it's over.
Well, and that was at first, and you have to conceptualize it one way or another. I mean,
mm-hmm.
you can't just say it's something. It's this awful thing that happens. There are stages, but those stages do happen to run. You don't go from anger to, you know, to this, to
mm-hmm.
that, and rather it goes from, well, you're angry today. Now, tomorrow you may be in a different stage. I mean, and then you come back to it.
And that's okay.
And that's part of the process.
Right. Right. So we start out with denial, and I still wake up sometimes thinking my dad is still here, knowing full well that he's not, and knowing that my stepfather, I was lucky there. If that man had been a Catholic, they would have made him a saint. I promise you, he was that good. But he died of a heart attack, so it's very difficult to deal with that. My mother died at 90. That's a little bit more easy to understand.
On one level.
On one level.
But it's still something that you have to get through the process of grieving.
It's a heck of a void, isn't it?
It is. My mom died at 86.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a... At 86, you know, you expect, well, this should have happened 2 or 3 years ago.
Yeah.
It doesn't make it any less of an event.
But our denying it doesn't change the fact that we are still grieving. It really doesn't. And as Kubler-Ross, I think, so eloquently points out, when what we deny is still gone, we get angry.
Well, anger is part of that just your reaction to loss.
Yeah, and maybe we need to do a show on anger at some point in time, because anger is an emotion.
Right.
And emotions happen.
Yep, it does. And that's one of those that, okay, what are you going to do with that anger?
Yes.
You can try to bottle it up, which seems to be what most of us try to
mm-hmm.
do. that rarely works well.
Right.
It may work for, you know, for you to get through the day at work, but it's not the sort of thing that you can do day after day after day after month after year. At some point, you have to deal with that.
You come home, then you kick the cat or you kick the dog, and the cat and the dog absolutely had nothing to do with the problem, and there they are. So it anger gives way to thoughts of what if. What if?
And, oh, people can spend just an immense amount of time trying to make sense out of what happened.
Mm-hmm.
And that... And even bargaining with, you know,
yeah,
with God.
That's a beautiful concept, isn't it? You know, okay, let's bargain this away.
It doesn't work that way either.
No, you know, God, if you'll just let this become something that I can fix, or God, if you will fix this, I won't be angry, and I'll go to church every Sunday, and I'll read my Bible three times a day, and.
Well, but see, that doesn't work either, because no. The process of grieving is necessary for us to
grow up, yeah, grow
in
up,
some ways.
Cleanse ourselves. And we're going to grow up right now and take a break. Our number is 256-737-9505. Comments, questions about the grieving process, we would be happy to hear from you. Or send it to us on Facebook. We'll be back on the other side of the break.
Attention Coleman business owners. You are the people we want to hear from. All of us here at Live 95 want to take a moment to remind you of what life was like before Live 95. Yeah, so we don't want to go back to that. This is just a friendly reminder that Live 95 can help you. If you're a new business just getting started, or a well-established large business, Live 95 can actually help you get tax breaks on your tax bill.
Woo-hoo!
Hey, we're not kidding. Seriously. Send us an email at studio@live95coleman.com today, or visit our website, live95coleman.com, and click on support to find out more right now. Do it. Thanks for listening to Live 95. We're Coleman's independent radio.
Are you having trouble seeing your computer screen? Are the traffic signs looking a little fuzzy? Are the things that you used to be able to see looking just a little out of focus? Dr. Wayne Fuller has been helping Coleman see better for years, and he's still located on 2nd Avenue between the Catholic Church and Highway 278. You can call his friendly staff at 256-734-1121, and they'll be happy to get you seeing better, whether it's with contacts, glasses designed just for you, or a low-cost alternative to LASIK. Again, Dr. Wayne Fuller is available at 256-734-1121.
Scissor Salon, Highway 278, just east of the water plant, has been a proud supporter of Live 95 since the early days. Angela at Scissor Salon does her best to keep you looking your best. Haircuts, colors, perms, scissors can handle them all. And walk-ins are always welcome. Scissor Salon, Highway 278, just east of the water plant. 735-3089. 735-3089. Scissor Salon, Highway 278, just east of the water plant. Look for the big scissors on the roof.
Welcome back. Live 95, Coleman's Independent Radio, is proud to present Life Talk Live, a show that takes a look at relationships and mental health. A show about relationships with your family, relationships with your employer, relationships with yourself and everyone around you. This show is made possible by the support of the Delta Center, located at 300 First Avenue Southeast in Coleman, and by Lee's Veterinary Hospital and veterinarian Bruce Lee, located at 2126 2nd Avenue Northwest here in Coleman, or online at leesvethospital.com. views and opinions presented on this show are not the views and opinions of Live 95 staff or management. You should independently verify information heard on this program yourself. And now, here's your host for Life Talk Live, Dr. Howard Rogers.
And the phone number for the Delta Center is 256-962-6296. Dr. Morris is joining me, and he as well as I are taking appointments. So give us a call, right, Richard?
That's it.
Anger, grief, when you finally realize that the situation is happening and it's not going to change, you may experience a period of depression or intense sorrow. So we need to have some way to move out of that into a treatment modality, something that we can think about and come up with some ways to process.
Well, and like we had talked about already, the idea that there are stages you move through, but they're cyclical. It's not a question of you're through with this, now you go to this. But you get to this level of depression or intense sorrow. For a lot of people, that can be a very problematic stage to be at because they don't want to feel it. None of us wants to feel that intensity of sorrow and depression. And especially if you've had a history of depression, this can trigger an episode of depression.
Right.
So finally, if you are able to get through that period, then you get to a stage of acceptance. And for most of us, that acceptance will come and then go.
And then come and go. Yeah, for some people, the feelings of loss are debilitating, and they don't improve even after the passage of time.
Well, you get stuck in those various stages, mm-hmm. like being angry or in denial. Or, your depression does just get worse and worse. And when that's the case, sometimes professional intervention is necessary.
Absolutely.
And that's really what you need to, if you have a friend or someone you're close to who's going through something like that, and they seem like just every day they're stuck into this intense sorrow and grief, at some point, you need to help them to look for some answers.
Yeah, and friendship is great, but we've both experienced follow-up with people where the friend told them more what they thought the person wanted to hear than what they needed to hear.
Well, or go back to what they've always heard, which is just get over it.
Yeah, just get over it. It will be okay.
And that's not the way it works.
12 months from now, you'll be your old self.
Well, and I have seen people who have needed to be hospitalized.
Right.
Because of their level of intense grief and inability to deal with it. Medication is sometimes necessary or helpful. But if you're thinking of medication or if someone's talking to you about going to the hospital, you need to seek a professional counselor to help you identify where you're at, what you need to be doing, and whether these other options are where you need to go.
Because different people follow different paths from the grieving experience. The order and timing of the phases may vary from person to person, and that's some of the things we need to look at there is that not everyone follows the same path. But I think there's probably four things that we may can look through here. One is accepting the reality of your loss.
And it's not saying get over it.
No.
That's not saying. It's saying it did happen. This person, this career, whatever it is no longer here. And that's
gone.
The thing you have to understand and accept.
And it may take quite a time. to accept that? I mean, it's kind of like a string. How long is a string?
Right. And, of course, depending on what facet of that loss you're dealing with, some of those you may be able to accept and deal with fairly frequently, you know, mm-hmm. early. Others you may come back to and revisit years down the road. Especially if you've had a problematic relationship with one of your parents.
Right.
And again, we're talking about parents, but mm-hmm. if there's been problems or, you know, they disowned you or you felt threatened or misunderstood, then you'll come back to dealing with those issues you had, those unresolved issues.
Yeah, and they need help moving past those, accepting the reality of those, getting on, not getting over it, but getting on with life.
Right, and the allowing yourself to experience that pain. Nobody wants to feel that level of pain.
No.
Especially if it's one of your children that's passed away.
Right.
It's just by its nature debilitating.
Mm-hmm. And sometimes I think they just simply need permission to feel this pain. I had a lady tell me one time, she said, "I think I need to cry, but I manage not to." And I asked, why?
Well, what did she say?
She said, well, I thought I ought to be over it.
That's part of accepting the loss. Mm-hmm. And, you know, feeling that pain, experiencing that pain is something that nobody chooses to want to do.
Yeah.
It's not something that you want to feel. It's exceptionally unpleasant.
It is.
And a number of people will increase their use of alcohol. The medications they get are not necessarily ones that I would suggest.
True. We're on the same page there. We're not going to call any names.
So. No. And all I can say is that anxiety medications are helpful only as they were intended for use, which is short term, mm-hmm. 2 weeks or less.
Right. Right.
And so please don't take those long term without, and I don't mean just a physician's care. I mean someone who can help you understand and work through your grief, because you have to feel that grief.
You do, because it's kind of like, you know, attaching a wrecker to a car. That wrecker can pull that car anywhere you want it. But when you take the wrecker loose from it, the car's still not going to run.
Hadn't thought of it quite that way. But yeah, that's true.
And I think as we experience the pain of our loss, or as we work with people experiencing the pain of their loss, we're going to have to adjust to a new reality.
And that is part of the process of recovery. And that's one of those things, you know, okay, this person is no longer available to me.
Right.
And we're not still caught in the 80s or the 90s.
No.
Or,
no.
Okay, I have to go on with my life in the present.
Mm-hmm.
And when you do that, you are in some ways actually starting that recovery process.
Yeah, and I think one of the difficulties that I encounter in grief counseling is that the grief counseling works its way into guilt counseling because they feel guilty because the loved one is gone and they're moving on with life.
Well, that's the survivor's guilt, if nothing else.
Right.
Guilt can take any form. I should have done this, or if I'd noticed this, or if I'd told them to go to the doctor earlier.
Mm-hmm.
You know, those are all the kind of second guesses that we do to ourselves.
And it doesn't benefit us. It doesn't benefit anyone to have survivor's guilt. We can think of a million and one things that would change the outcome of anything. And I get really amazed looking at at like the 911 people saying, well, God kept me out of the building by making me sleep late, and I was late and missed the bus. And that puts so much pressure on the other people wondering, well, why didn't God do that for me?
And that's one of those questions that you can't honestly answer.
No.
And it does, I mean, but probably one of the keys to recovery from grief and from the grief problems that people have is other relationships. And as we get older, our circle of friends, acquaintances, et cetera, tends to get smaller.
Yeah, some of them leave, some of them die.
Right.
It's just the way it happens. But the complications of grief are many. I think what we might spend some time on now are some of the symptoms of grief. So let's take another commercial break, and we'll come back and talk about some of the signs and symptoms and therapy from that standpoint.
Are you having trouble seeing your computer screen? Are the traffic signs looking a little fuzzy? Are the things that you used to be able to see looking just a little out of focus? Dr. Wayne Fuller has been helping Coleman see better for years, and he's still located on 2nd Avenue between the Catholic Church and Highway 278. You can call his friendly staff at 256-734-1121, and they'll be happy to get you seeing better, whether it's with contacts, glasses designed just for you, or a low-cost alternative to LASIK. Again, Dr. Wayne Fuller is available at 256-734-1121.
We spent a lot of time on this. The investigation is finally over. We uncovered several leads, and we have finally found it. We have found what every small business in Coleman has been looking for. Fiber optic quality internet is here. Utilizing cutting edge radio technology, Cyber Broadband is now able to offer fiber optic quality internet in the immediate downtown Coleman area and most Coleman industrial parks. More information is available by calling Cyber Broadband 256-734-1077, 256-734-1077, or on the web at cyberbroadband.net.
Attention Coleman business owners. You are the people we want to hear from. All of us here at Live 95 want to take a moment to remind you of what life was like before Live 95. Yeah, so we don't want to go back to that. This is just a friendly reminder that Live 95 can help you. If you're a new business just getting started, or a well-established large business, Live 95 can actually help you get tax breaks on your tax bill.
Woo-hoo!
Hey, we're not kidding, seriously. Send us an email at studio@live95coleman.com today, or visit our website, live95coleman.com, and click on support to find out more right now. Do it. Thanks for listening to Live 95. We're Coleman's independent radio.
If you're like me and have rented storage spaces in the past, but it never fails, you want to move furniture or get out seasonal decor on a Sunday afternoon or late evening, and of course you can't get access to your storage space. Well, the Skinner family at In-N-Out Self-Storage has made sure that will never be a problem again. They are all about making it convenient and safe for you. In-N-Out Self-Storage is conveniently located on the south end of town, just off First Avenue. Otherwise known as that back road running parallel to Highway 31 beside the railroad tracks. They know exactly how to make it easier on those of us always in a hurry by making it possible to rent a building and access it at any time. A self-service kiosk, think Redbox for storage, or a website that loads easily on your mobile phone, giving you access to rent 24/7, 365. In-N-Out is locally owned by longtime Coleman residents and business owners, and they've thought of everything. They provide high-tech 24/7 security, spaces of many sizes for all of your needs, storage for those holiday goodies and decor, and even a place to safely store your boat or RV. Climate-controlled storage is also available. It's In-N-Out self-storage for the win. You can even tell them you heard about them on Live 95 and get a free lock or discount on your rental. More information is available on their website, innoutselfstorage.com, or by phone at 256-576-9169.
Welcome back. Live 95, Coleman's Independent Radio, is proud to present Life Talk Live, a show that takes a look at relationships and mental health, a show about relationships with your family, relationships with your employer, relationships with yourself and everyone around you. This show is made possible by the support of the Delta Center, located at 300 First Avenue Southeast in Coleman, and by Lee's Veterinary Hospital and veterinarian Bruce Lee, located at 2126 2nd Avenue Northwest here in Coleman, or online at leesvethospital.com. Views and opinions presented on this show are not the views and opinions of Live 95 staff or management. You should independently verify information heard on this program yourself. And now, here's your host for Life Talk Live, Dr. Howard Rogers.
Welcome back to Life Talk Live. We are discussing grief issues today, and I'm with Dr. Richard Morris. Some of the things that we would encourage you to look for in your friends that might indicate the presence of grief issues. First of all, are there things that have happened recently or in the past that would normally cause grief? And I think sometimes we, in an effort to keep a stiff upper lip, just try to pull everything in and act like, well, everything's okay.
Well, with the loss of someone that you are, you know, very much care about, that's difficult to do. People around you can see that you're having intense sorrow.
So sometimes if you aren't grieving, that's not normal.
Well, it's not. And it may be that you're stuck in one of those stages of acceptance that this loss, you know, you're avoiding dealing with the loss. Mm-hmm. And I've seen people do that. But what we wanted to talk about, too, was the complicated grief. Not just the, you know, run-of-the-mill, everybody goes through this. And,
yeah, the goldfish
and it's
died.
Awful. Yeah, it's awful anyway. I'm not trying to make light of that. But for certain people, it can be very difficult or almost impossible for them to get past the loss without intervention. And the people that have those signs and symptoms are going to include things like intense sorrow, pain, and rumination, or just thinking over and over and over about the loss of that loved one. The focus on little else but the loss of that person.
Yeah, and the house or wherever becomes basically a shrine for that particular person.
I've had clients who have had that, and in fact, they would go and set up a shrine at the grave, the graveside, and in the room they would hold. You know, they had. Well, this was her doll when she was such an age, and you know, and so those are the kinds of things, the extreme focus on reminders of the loved one or avoidance of those reminders.
Mm-hmm.
See, those are things that you may not know right away, but in talking with your friends, you may find that's what they're just constantly bringing up.
And intense and persistent longing or pining for the deceased, and in this problems accepting the death of that person. And as you're saying, these are complicated grief issues that basically prevent the person from living whatever a normal life is.
Moving on.
Right.
I mean, moving through the process and finding a way to enjoy the last year's their own life, or at least the next year's of their own life.
Right. And that's something that's I guess difficult to do. especially if you're older and you've lost your mate and you feel guilty because you're still there. But, you know, hey, maybe you have more to give. Maybe there's more life in you. And you have to back up and...
Well, and let me ask you this, because I ask my clients often, I said, do you think your spouse wants you to feel the way you feel?
And the answer is invariably...
No.
Yeah.
They didn't. I mean, they honestly... I don't want my wife to feel that kind of loss. I know to a certain extent that's unavoidable.
Yeah, I told my wife, when I die, if the Undertaker is single and looks good, grab him.
Well, no, I haven't exactly.
But that you know, it's just a simplistic way of saying, you know, life goes on.
And we want the people we care about to enjoy. If they're grandkids and other family or friends, mm-hmm. we want them to enjoy those things. It's their life isn't over yet.
Absolutely.
So,
absolutely.
But then, okay, so that's accepting the death. But oftentimes people will feel numb. Yeah. And some of that is, I mean, it's just part of it. And mm-hmm. and they'll feel even a detachment. They feel like what's going on? Yeah. This isn't real. You know, this.
And then some of them get really bitter. I mean, they're mad at everybody. They're mad at God.
Well, I mean, this was not what they signed on for.
True.
What, no matter what you thought you were signing on for, it wasn't.
This is not it.
No.
It's a frustrating thing, but being bitter, I can understand that you would be. I can understand, but
especially with the loss of a child. But again, all of these could be anybody. I don't. Mm-hmm. I'm not trying to say, oh well, only in this. It's that's not the way it works.
Yeah, a man that's 65 years old that thinks you know he's got everything going for him. And at 60, he went out and bought a new house, a new car, and a boat, and a timeshare, and all of that. And at 65, they pulled the plug on his company, and he's got $250,000 worth of debt, and Social Security doesn't pay all that.
No, Social Security won't pay those things off. But feeling that life holds no meaning or purpose. Now, for those who have listened to our discussion in the past about depression,
That is
a pretty strong indicator of complicated grief.
Yeah, if the grief has converted itself into major depressive disorder, it's becoming a bigger problem if it hasn't already, isn't it?
Well, that's true, and a lot of times or sometimes there'll be a lack of trust of other people, and sometimes I wonder if that's kind of distancing themselves so that if something happened to them, they wouldn't feel that same loss. But
it's kind of a natural thing to do, and I think a lot of us do that. It's kind of like, okay, and especially if it happens twice. You know, this friend died and this friend died. Well, I'm just not going to have any more friends because it must be my fault.
Well, or, yeah, being involved with me killed these people.
Yeah.
Well, most of the time that's not the case. But then this inability to enjoy life or think back on positive experiences with the person you lost.
Yeah.
Because, see, that to me is part of maintaining that relationship is, okay, yes, we had some wonderful times, and I remember this one and that one, and sure, my friends may not want to hear about them. They don't have to, but I need to be able to remember those things.
Yes, it kind of puts it in perspective when you're able to do that, and I think we miss a lot of that by not saying that, you know, hey, there is a proper perspective. And I think maybe some of the bigger difficulties are things that happen suddenly.
Well, and especially with the people you don't expect to lose, that throws everything out the window. So those are some of the things. But what about carrying out your normal routine? You know, look, one of the things that I've found in reading articles, and you know and I know that we've both read thousands of them.
Oh, yes.
But this one article talked about the loss of a loved one and the rate of death, not suicide and nothing, you know, related to that, but just the death rate among the survivors, the spouse. Mm-hmm. And the death rate is twice as high for people who have lost their spouse than for people age matched. I mean, the same age, same gender. And so it just tells you this is a critical period to get through.
When you give up on life.
Well, when it hits you right between the eyes, how you're able to just get past what's going on and get on with it will go a long way towards explaining the people who lived through it and those who themselves succumbed to an earlier death.
Yeah, and when you begin to isolate yourself from others, and I was speaking to a group, grief support, a couple of weeks ago, and one of the points that came up was that men don't seem to outwardly grieve as much, but they die sooner because they don't have support systems. Women will gather together and do all kind of things, but men just pretty much sit in the recliner at home.
Well, and a lot of times we'll sit there with a drink in their hand.
Yes.
Because it's not okay to talk about, and it just happened, you know. So anyway, there are some differences in how men and women grieve and how it affects them.
Right. If you see some of these risk factors in your friends, please help them get some care for their condition. Going to take another break, and then let's come back and talk about when to see a physician or a mental health provider.
Sounds good to me.
See you on the other side of the break.
We've spent a lot of time on this. The investigation is finally over. We uncovered several leads, and we have finally found it. We have found what every small business in Cullman has been looking for. Fiber optic quality internet is here. Utilizing cutting-edge radio technology, Cyber Broadband is now able to offer fiber optic quality internet in the immediate downtown Cullman area and most Cullman industrial parks. More information is available by calling Cyber Broadband, 256-734-1077, 256-734-1077, or on the web at cyberbroadband.net.
Attention Cullman business owners. You are the people we want to hear from. All of us here at Live 95 want to take a moment to remind you of what life was like before Live 95. Yeah, so we don't want to go back to that. This is just a friendly reminder that Live 95 can help you. If you're a new business just getting started, or a well-established large business, Live 95 can actually help you get tax breaks on your tax bill.
Woo-hoo!
Hey, we're not kidding, seriously. Send us an email at studio@live95cullman.com today, or visit our website, live95cullman.com, and click on support to find out more right now. Do it. Thanks for listening to Live 95. We're Cullman's independent radio.
Scissor Salon, Highway 278, just east of the water plant, has been a proud supporter of Live 95 since the early days. Angela at Scissor Salon does her best to keep you looking your best. Haircuts, colors, perms, scissors can handle them all. And walk-ins are always welcome. Scissor Salon, Highway 278, just east of the water plant, 735-3089, 735-3089. Scissor Salon, Highway 278, just east of the water plant. Look for the big scissors on the roof.
Welcome back. Live 95, Cullman's independent radio, is proud to present Life Talk Live, a show that takes a look at relationships and mental health. a show about relationships with your family, relationships with your employer, relationships with yourself and everyone around you. This show is made possible by the support of the Delta Center, located at 300 First Avenue Southeast in Cullman, and by Lee's Veterinary Hospital and veterinarian Bruce Lee, located at 2126 2nd Avenue Northwest here in Cullman, or online at leesvethospital.com. Views and opinions presented on this show are not the views and opinions of Live 95 staff or management. You should independently verify information heard on this program yourself. And now, here's your host for Life Talk Live, Dr. Howard Rogers.
The topic today is grief issues. The phone number is 256-737-9505, or you can contact us on Facebook. We would love to hear your questions or your comments. There's a time when you're dealing with people with grief issues and you don't know what to do. The best thing probably is to seek professional help for them.
That's true. Again, people will go through different phases at different times, but if it's been a year since the loss, and they're still having trouble getting up and doing the things that are part of their routine, if they're having difficulty, well, with the other things we talked about, the
right.
Rumination and focus on reminders and those kind of things, then encourage that person to see their physician. And because, as we talked about, you know, the rate of death is just that much higher. So I think people need to get all of their, not ducks in a row, but all of their support in
right.
place. And that means knowing where they are physically,
mm-hmm.
As well as emotionally.
And especially if you suspect that they are contemplating suicide, call the physician, call a mental health provider, call the National Suicide Prevention Line. And that number is 800-273-8255. 800-273-8255. And they will talk with you. They will talk with that person. But it is important, because you don't get any do-overs in suicide most of the time.
No, you don't. And again, going back to what, if it's a spouse or son or daughter that you've lost, I would be willing to put any amount of money at almost any odds that they really wanted you to go on with your life.
Yeah.
And that ending your own is not something that any of them would want or would feel was a reasonable response to their loss.
So honor their wishes. Try to help that person. And if you are that person, feel free to call me at any time, 256-962-6296. I will talk with you you need to be seen. I will make arrangements to see you. We will do whatever we can to help you with these issues. So don't feel that you're on the journey alone. There are a lot of resources in Cullman. Some of the risk factors that may exacerbate, may make worse the grief feelings are pretty much what happens in life.
In particular, there are things like an unexpected or violent death,
mm-hmm.
A car accident or murder or suicide of someone that you care about.
Right.
Those are
right.
things you can't prepare for ahead of time. They just happen.
Mm-hmm.
And when they do, it leaves you with a very strong feeling of loss.
Yeah. There's no justice in the world. That wouldn't happen.
And all of the other issues that we've talked about will occur.
Right, right. We talked about death of a child, which in all probability is one of the most, I guess, drastic things that I have had happen with people. Had it in family. I've had it in friends. And I don't know that you ever get over it.
I'm pretty sure that you learn to live with it.
Yeah.
I have family that's been through that as well, and I admire how they've managed to move through that process. Mm-hmm. It's taken years, decades for them.
Right.
But it's important.
Another risk factor, and I saw on Facebook, so you know it's got to be true, where an average of 22 ex-veterans commit suicide each day.
Well, I didn't realize it was that many, but with the losses that they have had from most of them. They have
post-traumatic stress disorder.
Right. Well, and there are other things that can be related as well, the social isolation or loss of a support system and the friendships.
Mm-hmm.
Those are part of what we encourage people to reestablish after the loss, because that becomes not just a support system, but it becomes what you need, relationships and affection.
There's some complications that might cause grief to be more complicated, could affect you physically, mentally, and socially. Without appropriate treatment. And we're saying here that if you have any of these issues, the comorbidity with grief is going to increase the difficulties with grief, such as depression. We have discussed that. If you need to know more about it, it's, I think, hidden somewhere on Facebook streaming. If the person is accomplished in managing their depression, it may not be that bad. Then suicidal thoughts or behaviors work out well. And there's quite a few others here that are on the list. If you need the list, give me a call and I'll give you the source for it or some of the things on it. Or if you need to talk, Richard or I-1 will be available for you.
Well, one of the things that I just wanted to touch on is, if you have a history of PTSD or anxiety, if something happens and you witness the death of this person that's so important to you, that can set up an anxiety response or something that becomes post-traumatic stress disorder. And those then complicate every aspect of your life, the loss, but also the rest of it.
And data and the literature has shown that those people who seek counseling sooner rather than later after an event usually manage grief easier than those who don't.
Well, and talking about the things that have happened, the grief, the feelings that you have, allowing yourself to cry, allowing yourself to feel those things is important. Getting support, getting in touch with friends and family and others that you've just kind of lost touch with during, if it's a chronic illness or a problem that's long standing, reestablishing those contacts then allows you to have more people around that do care about you.
Right. Hope the show has been beneficial to you and for you. Questions, give us a call. I am Howard Rogers for Dr. Richard Morris. See you next week.